Beavers again 48-22 winners. Brent Bolte, the head coach of the Beavers, now with us here in our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show today. Brent, not perfect, but if you can get three blocked punts and get 17 points out of those, you'll take it, won't you?
Yeah, we kind of reversed the script on some of the early stuff that we didn't play our best game overall. We kind of stalled out some times, and defense gave up a couple big plays, which we just misfit. But end of the day, going on the road's not easy. This trip's not an easy one where you're, 8 to 9 hours on a bus, and I thought the kids were ready to go. We just didn't execute at a super high level right off the get going home, but kind of settled in. I thought Max Rodriguez had a great game kicking and punting, so silver lining there, and now we get to go back on the bus and get to Bemidji and head to Minot next weekend.
You guys haven't won the special teams factor at all this year, and you certainly did today. That just takes pressure off the offense and defense, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, and there's such, in terms of momentum, there's such big plays, and when the offense maybe had a hiccup or D gave up a play, all of a sudden when you get some push, and the one we were in safe, and Hoffman just murdered the whole, the shield in there, just went crazy and got it with his club, and then Coach Tucker runs that unit and schemed it up pretty good and got a lot of pressure on him, so that was awesome to see. And then just the field goals and extra points being automatic, just good all-around day on special teams.
If I would have told you that Jared Gronsky would come in garbage time and just run the ball right down the field, would you believe it?
That's all he does. I mean, you go back to last year against Mary. Anytime he's had an opportunity to be on the field, he's just gone out and performed at a high level. So great to see him. And his dad had some medical issues in the summer right before camp. So it was great to see his dad here. He's back at homecoming. So one of the Beaver greats himself. So it was fun to have his son out there balling out today in the end of the game there.
Back to the punt block. Did you see something that the middle of the field was going to be so wide open?
They've had some issues. I think they've had a couple blocked already. Probably cost them the Moorhead game, to be honest with you, where they had one blocked for a touchdown late in that game, or actually in the second quarter. So we just kind of went into it that we were going to bring it. And then the other one was kind of a fluky deal. We just had safe where we had big bodies with Hoffman and Marco just blew up their shield. So, I mean, yeah, we're bringing pressure through the interior, but the other one was kind of just gifted to us with just physicality and blew the shield right through the punter.
Did Zolli block the first one as well as recover?
He did. I think he did, which is interesting. He's too old and slow to make the end zone, Schultz. We had Tyler Shaver obviously blocked one later and then recovered for a touchdown. So, we've given up some pick six. We've given up a fumble return. It's nice to flip the script on that and get some points for ourselves.
Well, the block three is ridiculous in and of itself, but to have two blocked and recovered by the same guy, I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, I certainly haven't. I know I've never – I was in charge of the punt block and punt return unit for probably 15 years, and we maybe had four or five total over that. It's hard to get, and, we had a big one last year against Duluth, remember? We had a couple other ones last year, so I guess moral of the story is don't let Coach Bolte be in charge of the punt block unit.
Your big guys up front defensively, boy, do they move. And when they see a little blood in the water, look out, right?
Yeah, we got some dogs up there, man. Like we feed off of Hoffman and Marco. Those guys are just big, physical, kind of just mean man. Like they're not boys anymore. They're some big dudes. So when we kind of feed off them and they play physical, and I thought Zolli played well. Wadsworth being back in his home state was motivated, was flying around out there, and I thought everybody we got in there played hard and played physical. And unfortunately, just a couple of busts on run game where we had stuff just misfitted and ended up being a couple of plays and a lot of penalties that we got to clean up on defense that allowed some drives to continue. But other than that, pretty happy. It'd be a fun bus ride back.
Safe trip home.
Appreciate it. See you, Schulte.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show.